Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There is a fight now at the southern border. It is a fight between those who believe in states' rights and the Biden government, who is refusing to allow the state of Texas to protect and defend itself from the invasion at the southern border. Now, this has been spiraling for quite some time. And Governor Abbott in Texas has, honestly held back for too long. But it seems that he is at his breaking point, and other Republican governors are joining him. Now, all this is in reaction to what happened at the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision. As you know, we mentioned it on the show. They said that the razor wire could be lifted that had been put down by the state of Texas. Now, think about this. A government that says they want a secure border, or there is a secure border, if you believe Mayorkas, which clearly they're lying to you, is now suing the state of Texas to open their border up, not to secure their border. Now, Governor Abbott has done an interview with Tucker Carlson, and I want you to hear what he said to Tucker on his show on X. Take a listen to the governor confirming now that if Biden federalizes the Texas National Guard, he has other armed law enforcement personnel standing guard on the border. He also confirmed that there are other reinforcements that are coming from other states where there are other conservative governors. Listen carefully.
If the administration declares that it plans to federalize the National Guard of the state of Texas, your National Guard, what will be your response?
Well, first, I'll be shocked. That would be a boneheaded move on his part, a total disaster. But for one, as you might imagine, we are prepared in the event that that unlikely event does occur to make sure that we will be able to continue exactly what we've been doing over the past month. And that is building these barriers, whether it be the Constantino wire or other anti-climb border barriers, whatever we've been building, the Biden administration is now trying to attack us because of it. And we will continue to do exactly what we're doing to expand our denial of illegal entry into the state of Texas.
With state employees, I assume, not with National Guard. But can you envision a scenario in which you would put armed state employees on the border instead of the National Guard of Texas?
We do have other armed state employees on the border as we speak right this minute. And that's the Texas Department of Public Safety, as well as other law enforcement officers, as well as National Guard from other states. And you can be assured there will be more National Guard from other states and more law enforcement officers within the state of Texas and other states. And Tucker, I just signed a law, a new law in the state of Texas that will go into effect on March the 5th that authorizes any law enforcement officer in the state of Texas to be able to arrest anybody coming across the border illegally.
Have you spoken to the president or anyone from the Biden White House about what appears to be an imminent collision?
I have not, to be clear. I have spoken to the president about the border. I met him on a tarmac in El Paso and talked to him directly about what was going on. I handed him a letter that had in it immediate solutions he could take that would immediately secure the border without the need of any new law to be passed. Despite the fact that I handed him on altogether 8 different letters, he has refused to ever respond. My point in telling you that, we have laid down the precursor of what's called Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution to show that we have been invaded and we have demanded support from the president to safeguard our state, and they have refused to do so 8 times, and that authorized me to declare an invasion under Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution to make sure that Texas is going to be able to use every tool in our arsenal to defend our state.
Of the couple of dozen Republican-led states who've pledged support for you, how many do you think would send National Guard to Texas?
I'll be shocked and disappointed if almost all of them do not send. There have been about 10 so far that have sent National Guard or other law enforcement. They now are joined together with us, and this is a fight for the future of America, and they all know it. And so I believe that they will all be in on December.
He said he believes they will all be in on this effort. Now, this is obviously very, 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 very significant information coming now from this interview with Governor Abbott, saying that 10 other states have sent National Guard to the Texas border and others will follow. Abbott says it is prepared for a conflict to happen with federal authorities because he must protect his state. I want you to hear this one other question that Tucker also asked Governor Abbott in this interview. Listen.
It's just a remarkable moment. And I know you're heading out, but my final question is, how do you see this resolving? What happens next?
Texas is going to continue to expand the border barriers that we are erecting, the razor wire that we're putting up, and to continue to gain control of more land over the coming months. I believe, however, that this will all come to an end on January the 20th of next year, because I believe a new president will be sworn in, a president who will actually enforce the immigration laws of the entire country, not just the Texas border, but New Mexico and Arizona and California and the Canadian border also. And we will have safe and secure borders once again, because we will have a president who actually will enforce the laws of the United States of America.
But in the next year, are you concerned about any kind of conflict between state forces, whether state employees or National Guard, and federal forces?
So, Tucker, all we can do is be as prepared as possible, deploy as many people as possible, do as much as possible to put up more border barriers and deny illegal entry. And our head is down. We're working hard, regardless of what the Biden administration is doing.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas joining us now from India. Thank you very much, Governor.
It's interesting to hear Governor Abbott say this, that these 10 other states have sent National Guard to the Texas border. He says others will follow. This is obviously a real contentious point here, but I want you to understand another side of this, okay? When the Texas governor vows to add more razor wire after the Supreme Court order, it is because there is a full-on invasion of millions of people coming into Texas. There is also an onslaught of drugs that are killing innocent people in Texas. There's sex trafficking, human trafficking. They are destroying the state in so many different ways. And so when Governor Abbott said he will add more razor wire, not take it down, at the U.S.-Mexico border to prevent more illegal immigrants from entering the United States of America and staying in Texas, coming after the Supreme Court sided with the Biden administration and allowed federal agents to cut the wire, he says, quote, we're adding more razor wire as we speak right now to make sure that we are doing even more to secure the border. Now, this is obviously something that is supposed to be done by Mayorkas and the federal government. They're not doing it. They're not doing it on purpose. And the governor said, look, my state has the authority to defy the U.S. government under the U.S. Constitution because its authors, the founding fathers, believed, he said this to Bloomberg, that there would be times when the federal government does not do its job And states have a right to self-defense. And the way that he is describing this, and the media is completely silent on the story, and they're not covering it, is because they understand that this is an actual self-defense issue. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety wrote that the state's Operation Lone Star will keep its current posture of setting up razor wire and other barriers to block illegal immigration into the state, saying, quote, "The logical concern should be why the federal government continues to hinder Texas' ability to protect its border, all while allowing for the exploitation, dangerous, and inhumane methods of permitting illegal immigrants, including children, to illegally cross a dangerous river where many have lost their lives." The Texas Military Department recently posted pictures showing Texas National Guard members, as well as the Department of Public Safety officials, adding more razor wire. Mr. Abbott's comments signal an escalation in a legal battle between the state of Texas and the federal government after the Texas seized Shelby Park near Eagle Pass. While there are lawsuits against the Biden administration's recent move to cut razor wire that was set up by the Texas National Guard, Texas also set up a floating barrier in the middle of the Rio Grande border crossing area, although a court ordered that the state remove that barrier as well. If you want to know who's in favor of open borders, look no further than the Biden administration. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company. And if you're like me and you're sick and tired of giving your money to companies that hate you, that literally hate you, hate your family values, hate your Christian values, hate your traditional values. Well, now there's an option when it comes to your cell phone. I have switched to Patriot Mobile. And when I look at my phone every time, in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know that when I pay my bill every month, that a percentage of that bill at no extra cost to me is going to go back to support conservative causes, candidates, organizations, and most importantly to me, support the rights of unborn children in this country to live. Now, I do that every month because I love knowing that I'm giving my money to a company that actually loves my values. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Patriot Mobile is a great supporter of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with them, because they support conservative ideals. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, the same exact cell phone towers you're using right now, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. So check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Ferguson. Join me, make the switch today, and make a difference with every phone call. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also explain for you something that happened earlier this week, and that was that U.S. Supreme Court siding with the Biden administration. I want you to understand more about it. I'm going to play for you part of what Senator Ted Cruz had to say. He's a man that worked at the Supreme Court. He clerked at the Supreme Court. He's a constitutional scholar and also a man that has fought several cases, actually many cases, in front of the Supreme Court. And I want you to hear his explanation. But before I do that, I wanted you to understand what exactly happened at the Supreme Court. The Biden administration was granted an emergency appeal to allow federal agents to cut the razor wire at the Texas border. Now, this 5-4 order allows federal agents to only cut the razor wire, and it does not prohibit Texas from setting up the wire either. The Supreme Court's order did not provide an explanation. In other words, they're saying you're both right. You can lay down razor wire, but the federal government can cut it if they want to. Those who voted in favor included Chief Justice John Roberts, as well as Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Now, those were shocks. We were not surprised that Sotomayor and Brown and Kagan all decided to go with the no, Texas can't defend itself. Now, those who voted against it were Justice Clarence Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh. Again, I'm still shocked by Amy Coney Barrett, and I'm really shocked by Chief Justice John Roberts, although those shocks are coming less often for me after seeing what John Roberts does on some of these rulings. Now, that ruling set aside a lower court decision that blocked federal officials from cutting the wire installed along the shore of the Rio Grande inside of Texas. The order did not touch, however, on a lawsuit filed by the Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton to block agents from destroying or seizing the razor wire barriers. As Mr. Abbott vowed to set up more razor wire, a spokesman for the White House described it as a mere political stunt, which will make it harder and more dangerous for frontline personnel, the White House says, to do their jobs, which is, I guess, escorting in as many illegal immigrants as they can find. Ultimately, the White House said, we need adequate resources and policy changes to address our broken immigration system. So they're saying, we're putting a gun to your head. We're going to allow a maximum number of illegal immigrants to come into this country until you allow us to hand out amnesty, and then we'll do a deal with you. That's what it means. Now, in a separate statement, Mr. Abbott accused the Biden administration of breaking its compact, quote unquote, with Texas and other states because, according to him, federal government currently is not enforcing federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws on the books right now. Regarding the U.S.-Mexico border situation, the Biden administration, he added, has refused to enforce those laws. He's not asking for new ones. He's saying you guys aren't even enforcing the ones you're refusing to hold up the law. You're refusing the Biden administration to abide by the law. And he says they have refused to enforce those laws and have even violated the laws of the land. Now, it comes to the top federal immigration officials told the Associated Press that last month, illegal crossings topped 10,000 during some days in December alone. So 10,000 people a day are breaking into this country. That is an invasion. Arrests for illegal crossings topped 2 million for the first time. Each of the U.S. government's last month's two budget years, reflecting technological changes that have increased global mobility that has prompted people to leave their homes and come to America. Quote, our officers and agents are responding to large groups of migrants, which means that some of our agents aren't on the line, not really monitoring for some of those cuts. That's what the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner told the Associated Press, saying this, if we don't have anybody to respond, then you're going to see what you're seeing, meaning that it's a free flow of illegal immigrants. Arrests of people and families also neared 72,000 in the Tucson sector from October the 1st through December the 9th, more than nine times the same period last year alone. That's a big change from when almost all migrants were adult men. Arrests of non-Mexicans also topped 75,000, nearly quadruple the number from a year ago, and more than half of all sector arrests. Republicans have said that the increase in illegal immigration is largely due to the Biden administration's refusal to enforce the policies that are already on the books, the laws that are on the books, noting that early on in his term, President Biden rescinded a number of Trump-era immigration rules on purpose, which has allowed for the massive influx of illegal immigrants coming into this country. Now, this is going to have, and it's going to be a really big states' rights battle. I believe, by the way, that it's a battle that we should have. Donald Trump has come out saying to states that are involved in this and backing Texas, he said, use the National Guard to remove migrants across the border. Former President Trump called on governors to use their National Guard soldiers to remove migrants back across the border. His post on Truth Social follows statements from 25 different Republican governors who have come out in support of the state of Texas standoff against the Biden administration in Shelby Park alone. Quote, we encourage all willing states to deploy their guards to Texas to prevent the entry of illegals and to remove them back across the southern border, President Trump wrote, saying this, all Americans should support the common sense measures by Texas authorities to protect the safety, the security, and the sovereignty of Texas and of the American people. Page two, he goes on to say this, we encourage all willing states to deploy their guard. All Americans should support the common sense measures by Texas authorities to protect the safety, security, and sovereignty of Texas and of the American people. He says, quote, when I am president on day one, instead of fighting Texas, I will work hand in hand with Governor Abbott. Notice how he's saying he will work with the governor, not against him. I will work hand in hand with Governor Abbott and other border states to stop the invasion, seal the border, and rapidly begin the largest domestic deportation operation in history. Those Biden have let in should not get comfortable because they will be going home. Now, again, this is very clear that Donald Trump is saying now more than ever before, I am going to not just, I'm going to deport them, right? I am going to deport them. That's what I'm going to do. And if you think I'm not, you're not paying attention. I will deport them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let me also say this. I mentioned Senator Ted Cruz a moment ago. You have a governor in Greg Abbott, and you have a senator in Ted Cruz. They are both angry about the invasion of their state. Ted Cruz tweeted out earlier today, quote, "I'm angry about the Supreme Court's decision failing to secure Texas' border. We are being invaded. The justices don't have a real appreciation to how bad it is. Biden is failing to enforce the law because Democrats want our country to be invaded." Now, one of the things that he said there, and he's absolutely right, is they don't understand how bad it is. And it's not that this is a fight over some new law. Like, usually when you go to the Supreme Court, it's a fight over a law and what a law means, etc. There's no disputing the Biden administration is willfully and purposely refusing to abide by the law. Now, there's also something else that's happened, and I'm going to get, just so you understand this. President Biden gave the Texas Governor Greg Abbott a 1 p.m. Eastern deadline to remove his National Guard troops. The governor of Texas then refused. You want to know what Biden did yet? Next? Biden issued a punitive sanction, or sanctions, I should say, plural, against Texas by pausing liquid natural gas development opportunities. This is to directly hurt the Texas economy. The headline coming from the Washington Post: Biden administration pauses approvals of new gas export terminals. The president said the government would analyze impacts on climate, the economy, and national security before approving new projects. This was a straight up, okay, Texas, you don't listen to me and you don't do what I'm telling you to do. Guess what's going to happen? I'm going to give it back to you tenfold. Biden didn't decide to shut down liquid natural gas exports until Texas decided to take control of the southern border. This is nothing more than the federal government putting sanctions against Texas for defending the border. And Americans need to understand this, and Americans need to pay attention to this. Like, this is 100% what's happening now in Texas. You aren't doing what we are mandating that you do. And since you are not doing it, okay, since you are not doing it, we are going to put sanctions on the state of Texas. I also want you to hear something else that was just said on Fox News Channel about the border. Listen.
Well, as it stands right now, you might be able to make out behind me, Texas's razor wire is still here inside of Shelby Park. It remains untouched. However, the Biden administration has now warned Texas it has until tomorrow to allow Biden's border agents back into Shelby Park and the ability to remove Texas's razor wire as it sees fit. A federal attorney writes to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Biden administration, ending a temporary restraining order that prohibited Biden's border agents from touching Texas razor wire in and around Shelby Park. The Biden administration goes into detail about the access it wants. It wants access to Shelby Park, also the nearby boat launch and the International Bridge.
So again, you've got a president of the United States of America that just put sanctions on a state in the United States of America, Texas, and says no more liquid natural gas out of Texas. I'm going to suffocate you until you do what I tell you to do. Now, there's also been some confusion about the Supreme Court ruling and what it means and what it actually says. I want you to hear what Senator Ted Cruz, I co-host Verdict with Ted Cruz with him, our podcast, and this is part of our discussion. I want to play it for you now. Can you explain exactly what just happened at the Supreme Court when it came to the Supreme Court ruling that the Biden administration, in a 5-4 decision, can resume removal of the razor wire that was installed by the state of Texas along the border, specifically near Eagle Pass, and they say at least while the litigation is ongoing? What was even more shocking, I think, is the fact that Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett sided with left-leaning justices to rule in Biden administration's favor and allow the Border Patrol to go in and remove the razor wire, which the Texas National Guard then put back up, at least from the latest videos we've seen from the border. This is a shocking moment. Many people in Texas are angry about this, saying, what about states' rights here? And how could these two conservative justices side with the Biden administration?
Look, this is a horrible decision. I'm angry about it. It is deeply disturbing. Fact number one. We are seeing an invasion at our southern border. 9.6 million illegal immigrants have crossed in under Joe Biden. It is deliberate. He wants this to happen. It is the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history. Number two, it's deliberate. Biden wants this to happen. The Democrats want this to happen. They are facilitating it. They are accelerating it. That they are actively wanting more and more and more of it. So Texas, understandably, is responding to defend ourselves. I commend our governor, I commend our state legislature for acting to protect the sovereignty of Texas and for investing billions of dollars in border security and law enforcement and putting personnel and putting up barriers to try to stop this invasion of our state. Now, what happened on this case, it arose to the Supreme Court on an emergency appeal on an injunction. There was an injunction against the federal government to stop the federal government from cutting down the razor wire, the concertina wire that Texas had erected. And the Fifth Circuit, the federal court of appeals, had upheld the injunction. What happened today, Tuesday, is the Supreme Court, by a vote of 5-4, vacated that injunction. What that means is right now the federal government has the legal ability to cut down that razor wire, to allow illegal immigrants to continue invading the state. Now, the good news, the merits of the appeal is still pending. And so the Fifth Circuit can still rule on the merits of the appeal as to whether Texas has the authority. And by the way, the Supreme Court could still rule on the appeal. So it is possible that Texas prevails, that the results of an emergency appeal on an injunction are not always the same as the merits results on the substantive issue. So that's true. But at the end of the day, you had the three liberals, plus John Roberts, plus Amy Coney Barrett, ruling for the Biden administration, saying you can cut down this razor wire. Now, on one level, I understand it, that there is a heavy presumption in Washington, in federal courts, which is that the federal government gets to trump the states. And that is part of the Constitution, is the Supremacy Clause that says the Constitution and federal law is the supreme law of the land. I think it is a real problem that John Roberts is a creature of Washington. I don't think he understands what is happening at the southern border. I think Amy Coney Barrett is a law professor from Indiana. I don't think she has any understanding of what's happening at the southern border. In ordinary times, if this were just a regular time and a state were trying to block what the federal government was doing, the Supreme Court would fairly routinely rule with the feds. What I don't think these justices have a real appreciation for is how horrifically bad it is, how lawless it is, what the Biden administration is doing. There's never been a president who refuses to follow the law like Joe Biden did. So here's the statement that the Border Patrol Union put out today. Quote, the Supreme Court's decision today is going to undoubtedly encourage more illegal immigration. Unfortunately, this means Border Patrol agents are going to be tied up dealing with give-ups rather than going after the criminal elements that constantly cross our border illegally. The administration no doubt will say this is a win for border security. But if they sought rank-and-file input, they would be told this will do the exact opposite. Agents support what Texas was trying to accomplish in the absence of true border security policies from this administration. I agree with the Border Patrol Union. And so I am angry. I'm frustrated. I think the court is out of touch. I think they're just reflexively agreeing with the federal government against the states. And I think it is a profound mistake that continues the invasion that's happening at our southern border.
To be clear, one other thing on this is when you hear the Biden administration say that they are working to secure the border, I think everybody needs to remember this moment that they not only are they not, they went all the way to the Supreme Court to make sure they could unsecure portions of the border where razor wire was put up to secure the border. That's how much they want to open the border.
Hold on. I want to underscore what you're just saying. So today in the Capitol, as I was walking to the Capitol, lots of reporters wanted to ask me about this decision. And they said, well, gosh, Biden just says if Congress will pass the supplemental bill, then he'll have the ability to secure the border. And I said, listen, understand, Biden doesn't want to secure the border. He wants this crisis. He wants more illegal immigrants. And I said, for Pete's sakes, Biden is actively litigating against the state of Texas to stop Texas from securing the border. That's what they want. They want this invasion. And that's exactly what the Biden administration is doing with the emphatic support of essentially every Democrat member of the Senate and every Democrat member of the House.
All right. I'm going to keep you updated all throughout the week on what is happening right now at the southern border. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends. Write us a 5-star review. It helps us tremendously reach new listeners. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.